This is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
Coming up, the latest on the Islamic State militants, plan for Burkina Faso's transitional government. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Norman. Senior Iraqi officials are reporting that the leader of the Islamic State militants, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, has been wounded in an airstrike. Earlier on Sunday, British Chief of Defense Staff Nick Houghton said, even if Baghdadi were killed, he would not rush to the conclusion that it would be a strategic reverse for the insurgents.
ISIS has the potential to keep regenerating and certainly regenerating its leaders.
Houghton was on the U.S. program CBS Face the Nation. Talks between Iran and the United States, as well as the European Union, were extended for a second day as a deadline for a comprehensive nuclear agreement approaches. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held face-to-face talks in Oman Sunday with the EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. Zarif said sanctions imposed by the West will not provide a solution to the standoff over Iran's nuclear program. Burkina Faso's opposition and civilian society groups agreed on Sunday on outlines of a transitional government aimed at new elections in a year, setting up negotiations with the military regime in charge after Blaise Compaoré's ouster as president. Compaoré led the country following the citizen unrest over him seeking another term in office. He fled the country to Ivory Coast. Washington and Paris have been pressuring the military to quickly carry out elections. The civilian groups had already agreed to a transition. This is VOA News. Pakistan military officials say two soldiers and 17 militants were killed. It happened in clashes near the Afghanistan border. Military said the soldiers came under fire in North Waziristan on Sunday, very late in the day. Four militants and two soldiers killed during the intense exchange of gunfire. Earlier Sunday, army officials said 13 militants were killed in the airstrikes in nearby Khyber, the tribal region. They said the dead included an important terrorist commander known for training suicide bombers. A Taliban suicide bomber has killed a senior aide to the police chief of the Afghan capital, Kabul. Authorities say the bomber skillfully evaded security, walked into the police headquarters on Sunday, where he detonated his explosives, killing the aide and wounding at least six others. The police chief was not harmed in that attack, which took place just outside his third-floor office. There were conflicting reports whether he was wearing a police uniform or civilian clothing. Compound where the attack took place is one of the most heavily fortified areas of Kabul. Taliban claim responsibility for the incident. Two American detainees arrived in the U.S. over the weekend after being freed from a prison in North Korea. Kenneth Bay was greeted by his family at the Joint Base Lewis-McChord, that's in Washington State. 46-year-old Bay had been held for 2 years on charges of crimes against the state. Shortly thereafter, 25-year-old Matthew Todd Miller walked down the steps of the same plane into the arms of his family. Todd Miller had been imprisoned on an espionage charge. Later, Bay made some brief comments to reporters.
I just want to say thank you all for supporting me, lifting me up, and not forgetting me. At the same time, that I also not forgetting the people of North Korea. And thank you for supporting my family as well. During this, it's been a tremendously difficult time for my family. And then there are so many people who's been supporting them to stand strong during this time.
The release of the men had been secured by the U.S. Director of National Intelligence, James Clapper. China and Russia have signed energy cooperation agreements on the sidelines of the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Beijing. The deals, which include a second major supply route, were signed Sunday by Russian President Vladimir Putin and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. The route will supply Russian natural gas to China along a western route. In May, the two sides signed a $400 billion deal for an eastern supply route. You can get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The Voice of VOA 1. The Voice of America. VOA 1.
It's always a good time on the hits. VOA 1. I'm Ray McDonald with Maroon 5. Animals.
Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals. Animals like animals. Moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell yourself for miles. Just like animals. Animals like animals. Moles. Baby, I'm... So what you try to do?
Yeah. Check out new music this week.
New music.
Ready to download.
On the one.
VOA 1.
Ray McDonald with Alesso and Tove Lo. That's their new hit, Heroes. This year, DJ Magazine ranked Alesso number 15 in its list of the top 100 DJs. Well, the Osbournes are coming back to TV. That's the word from Sharon Osbourne. Now, the original series was a huge hit on MTV from 2002 to 2005. Appearing Friday on British television, Sharon says her husband Ozzy was drunk during the first series run, and he can't even remember what happened. Ozzy has been sober for 2 years. Sharon Osbourne says Ozzy wants to do a limited number of new shows, maybe only around 8. Their children, Jack and Kelly, are also expected to appear in the new episodes. Coming up on VOA 1, Jeremiah, Katy Perry, and more.
Me from myself, and I won't forget the way you love me. And on the way down,
I live for the applause, applause, applause.